Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. We were talking about school absenteeism earlier this week and the number of days that students have missed, particularly kids who've missed over 20 days off school this term. And quite a few people got in touch with us about teacher absenteeism. My producer, Dee King, is with me in studio today because a lot of people got in touch about this.
Yeah, we got loads of emails in about this, so I thought it was something worth us addressing. This is one example of an email we got in. This one is anonymous. So this is the email. What is the current rate of absenteeism among teachers and when will this issue be acknowledged and addressed? My daughter is in first year in secondary school. Since returning after Christmas, one of her subject teachers has missed over 15 classes. This class has not completed the curriculum and students have simply been emailed notes to study on their own. Meanwhile, my younger daughter is in primary school and I honestly don't think she's had a full uninterrupted week with the same teacher all year. I understand teachers are entitled to sick leave, training days and other duties like school trips or extracurriculars. But many teachers also take additional holidays. I also want to stress that I do see this from all sides. I have close family members who are teachers. But from a parent's perspective, the frequency of teacher absences, regardless of the reason, is excessive in many schools. And the result is that students are missing out. I'm raising this out of genuine concern for children's education.
Okay, so that's just one of the many emails we've received in. 1800 453 106, that's the number. Gavin is with me on the line. Gavin, have you experienced this?
Yeah, look, I have two teenagers in secondary school and I see from both sides because there is responsibility for parents and students to reduce the absenteeism. But we need to look at this holistically, looking back in at the school and rightly so from that email. Like, the leader of the school needs to be accountable because the teachers will behave in a way that the leader has a strategy for the school in the next year or so on and so forth. But, like, if we don't look back at the school and they're accountable for the absenteeism rate, because if the school has a negative impact, a negative behaviour from absenteeism with teachers, the students are not going to, they're not going to care as much. For example, 2 weeks in Easter, my kids had school holidays amongst all the other days that I have. And when you're driving in on the Monday, starting back to work yourself, and then you get a text from the school saying, teacher training on Wednesday. Like, the knock-on effect to that is all the parents have to go down and organise that day because they're working. Number two is the students are looking at it and saying, well, wait now, the teachers are having another training day, even though they had 2 weeks off and were being fully paid. So to me is, what's the consequences of their plan for the year? And if someone is absent as a teacher, what's the consequences of, say, 20 days absent in the year? Like, the students, I understand that they're unionised, but there is no accountability from an observation point of view, from a parent's view, looking at the school and saying, does the leader behave in a way that the teachers behave correctly and the students?
But no, my understanding, Gavin, just to cut across you, sorry for a moment. My understanding, and we get some clarity on this, you know, like if a teacher is out, there'd have to be some record of this. Like whether it's sick leave or whatever reason. I mean, look, all of us have things that can pop up from time to time. So there'd have to be, there'd have to be genuine records and reasons for this.
Well, look, every school is different and there's really good performing schools out there and principals. But I've seen poor performing principals and poor performing attendance by teachers. And to me, if there was consequences to it, then that culture wouldn't be in the schools. And like, there is no standard. So if there's a good performing school, why don't the principals of the other schools go and learn and see what makes it so positive? See, like, my other son is in transition year. And he might as well go out and fly a kite Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday, because the only key takeaway for me for the whole year was that I found him a job for work experience on a Thursday. And the other days he learned no practical skills, like lifetime
really?
Skills.
Right.
None. Like, there was,
that's the benefit of that year. It's a great year.
Yeah, so I'd say the absenteeism rate in transition year might be high. I could be skewing those results. I don't know.
Right, okay.
But I'd love to know.
Stay with me, Gavin. Abhijit is with us on the line today. You have a 17-year-old daughter, is that right, in fifth year?
Yes, Andrea, that's right. She's in fifth year.
Yeah, what's your experience of this?
Yes, I think she has definitely missed school many days. And frankly, I don't consider that as a problem because she's a self-driven child. She's academically inclined. She loves studying. She loves studying about studying and, you know, how to study efficiently. She takes maths, grind, etc. So she loves to study. But even despite that, if she doesn't want to go to school, then the problem lies somewhere else, right? The fact that student absenteeism is not a problem, but it's a symptom of a deeper problem. And I think teacher absenteeism is probably one of the reasons why that's driving it. But it's also
teacher
a question
absenteeism.
Of
you think it's that prevalent?
It is. I mean, see, it's a combination of factors. The reasons why she many times misses school or goes late is that either she's got a double class where nothing is being taught and they're just going to sit there and read the book, or there is a teacher who really doesn't teach but just goes through the whole textbook. And there are other reasons where she feels like she can actually achieve a lot more by staying at home and studying at home rather than going to school. And she performs very well academically, so obviously she's doing, you know, things right. And I also feel it's not fair to, you know, point out to a particular teacher or a particular school, but I think it's a wider systemic problem where there has to be the right number of teachers, the right quality of teachers, but also teaching methods and teaching tools which actually bring out the core of a subject rather than just remembering what's in the textbook so that you can answer it all in an exam.
How the subject matter is taught. Students to read out of a textbook. Adi is with us on the line. Adi, have you experienced a problem, or have you had issues with teachers being absent?
I've noticed it in the past when my own children were in school. It would only be maybe specific teachers, not right across the board. Now, I can understand a teacher if they're off with sick, because with so many children, it's just like a petri dish with everything going.
If there's one in the class that's out sick, one student, it can very easily escalate, Adi, and very easy then for the teacher, I suppose, to become unwell. But it's not the sick leave that you've noticed. It's absenteeism.
Well, I'm not sure. Like, I know myself when there'd be, say, in-service days, and I would have checked with the local teacher resource centre, and you'd be told how many days they had allocated for that year for in-service training. And I was actually told what they were for in that. And yet you'd see them taking more days than that, and you'd meet the teachers with their own children out about in and around town and places like that.
And you know some of these teachers, Adi, do you?
Yeah.
And it's taking the kids out, is it, to go on holidays? And
One of my own sons, his teacher, like 2 years on the trot while he had her, she took her own children out in term time. On holidays, I know where she went and all, so they'd have some other teacher coming.
They'd have a fill-in or a replacement.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know this because obviously this teacher's children were in your son's class, so...
She was teaching my son for 2 years.
Right.
And she was also a neighbour.
Mm. So you knew this. And look, I know, to be fair to the teachers, a lot of them do the training courses during the summer. I think it's maybe a week long, and then they get maybe 2 or 3 days in lieu back for that. And I suppose they can, you know, they can do those days what they like.
Yeah, they're allowed personal days. I know because family members were teachers. And then they were able to get their personal days if they needed them for something.
So you think there's a bit of an issue with teacher absenteeism?
I don't think it's any different from any other workforce. There'll always be people, no matter what the job is. I'm sure most people would know someone that would be habitually taking time off.
Okay. All right, Adi. Listen, thank you as well for getting in touch. I want to bring in Kieran Christie. Kieran's the General Secretary of the ASTI, the Association of Secondary School Teachers of Ireland. Kieran, do we have figures, statistics about teacher absenteeism and how prevalent it is?
Well, good afternoon, Andrea. And I was just listening very carefully there to your contributors. Look, the statistics that I've seen over the years internationally as well as in Ireland is a 3-6% absentee rate for teachers, which is in line with probably what's happening in your own office, Andrea, and any other offices around the country and other workplaces. That's the level of absenteeism that tends to happen. Teachers are not out of kilter with other sectors of society. Can I also come back on a couple of other points that were made there? For instance, one of your contributors there said that teachers take additional holidays, I think I overheard them saying. And that's just not the case. There is a standardized school year. And teachers' holidays, when students are on holidays, teachers are on holidays. There is no additional holiday facility available for teachers. So if a teacher
but
is not...
But is there not course school, days, Kieran, in fairness, well, that they get in lieu for...
No, but I'm hitting directly on what one of your contributors said okay. about additional holidays, and I just wanted to be clear on that point. And of course there are course days. And of course, in any employment, you know, it's very important to keep up to date. We have the Senior Cycle Redevelopment Programme running, for instance, for the last couple of years. So it's very important that the teachers are upgraded. And there are, and there have been. And I think one whole school development day, from memory, I may be open to correction on that, but certainly no more than two. In the last day where the whole school closed down for 18 months for a day. So it hasn't been that extensive, and teachers
schools would be notified. Gavin's point around that, though, Kieran, was, you know, if the school is closed for 2 weeks at Easter, could that professional development day, or whatever day you called it, could that not happen during the 2 weeks at Easter or the midterm in February?
We have structures there around all of this. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, I didn't come on here to say that there isn't a problem. There is a problem in that we've been beating, and I've been on your radio station and many other stations the last number of years, around a recruitment and retention crisis. And many of the circumstances that I hear your contributors describing sound to me like there's perhaps a teacher who's been ill quite a bit or whatever, and their principals cannot get a sub. Can I give you a statistic that we did our own research within the ATI, and 84% of our principals told us that for full-time jobs, and I mean for a year's contract and so on, they had no application. And for substitutes, it's even higher than that. And, you know, if somebody's ill, obviously they can't be at work. And principals oftentimes spend their weekends and their evenings phoning and cajoling and trying to get anybody and everybody to stand in classrooms in certain sections, for certain subjects, in certain parts of the country, it's worse. And that's at the heart of many of your
I don't question that at all that there's issues around finding a substitute and fill-in teachers and staff retention. There's no query about that at all. Will you just clarify something, Kieran, just so listeners have this correct in their mind? Is it three course days a teacher can get to use throughout the term if they complete? Is it a week-long professional training in the summer?
I understand there is a facility at primary school, and I'm not familiar with it, in relation to I think what they're called EPV days. At second level, there is no such facility. So there is no such facility available to second level teachers.
So there's no additional day that a secondary school teacher can take beyond if they're legitimately sick and have their doctor cert or letter, like any of the rest of us would have in the private sector, beyond whatever it is, 3 days leave or 3 days if you're out sick or something.
Yeah, none.
None. So there's no additional day secondary teachers can take unless they've a sick note.
Yeah, you have to have a sick note. Now, there was a mention there in one of your contributors about personal days, obviously, for maybe a family wedding or a funeral. There is a funeral leave, obviously, a separate thing. But, you know, very difficult to procure, and you have to go around and ask your colleagues to cover you if you have a family wedding or something on a Wednesday or something like that. Your sister's getting married or something like that. But it's very infrequently used, and but there is such a minimal facility available. Yeah.
Yeah, but it would need to be this personal day, Kieran. You talk. It would need to be for something like a family funeral, or you know, or a sibling's wedding. I wouldn't begrudge anyone, by the way. I don't think anyone's suggesting that.
It'd be for circumstances like that, and it's at the discretion of the board of management. And obviously, you have to give the reason.
But you can't just take a personal day because you want to head off a day early and holidays before Easter or something. You can't use it for that.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, okay. But at primary level, then, there is, as you mentioned, I know that's not your remit, but there is the continuous professional training or development that teachers, they do it as an optional thing, by the way. They give up their week, don't they, in the summer?
That's correct, yeah.
And then they get days in lieu.
In the summer. And they get they don't get 5 days in lieu. I think it's 3 days in lieu for five, but I wouldn't like to be definitive about that, because we don't have members in the primary sector.
Okay. Seb has got in touch. He tells me, teacher absenteeism in transition year in secondary school is beyond a joke. My son was in TY last year and there was basically no reason for him to go to school at all. There was no teachers available for them. Another listener tells me, teacher absenteeism is not the root cause. The problem is the lack of teachers, lack of those willing to sit on long substitute panels for a couple of years, and the limitations on students' learnings, subjects, etc. Sometimes children learn more at home if they're academically inclined and can be supported by their family. This texter says, I went to the Six Nations match in Edinburgh this year and the teacher had all the course days used. So they phoned in sick on the Monday. We were all there at the rugby in Scotland. This listener says, teachers do not have the ability to take holiday days randomly. I was a secondary teacher and we absolutely had no personal days. If you need a day for a wedding or similar, you had to take a day of unpaid leave. I'm not currently teaching, so I don't know the current situation, but this was the case just a couple of years ago. Well, that's the point you made, Kieran, wasn't it?
And you see, what often happens in what is a relatively underlying normal position, and I pointed out that you know, every study has shown that teachers' leave and teachers' absences in this country is no different than it is anywhere else, is the fact that we have an acute shortage of teachers, recruitment and retention crisis. And we've been beating the drum about it for the last number of years. And at second level, we are at peak enrollment in that, you know, we had a bulge that went through primary school and it made its way into second level school in terms of the demographic numbers, and they're expected to decline in the next couple of years. But we're at the peak, and I'm not surprised in the radio shows like yours are getting the calls.
Plenty of emails actually, you know, coming in about this, so certainly worth clarifying that for listeners today. Kieran Christie, General Secretary of the ASTI, also Gavin Abhijit AD as well, and our listeners who got in touch by email. That's Lunchtime Live at newstalk.com. Thanks a million for joining us on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.